Test 62, Section 3, Question 16. And this says, the conclusion of the argument follows logically of which is assumed. So it's strength and plus. What will make it perfect? And it says, all etching tools are either pin-tipped or bladed. So if it's for etching, it's either pin-tipped, bladed. While some bladed etching tools are used for engraving, some bladed are used for engraving, some are not. So basically, a bladed, some are, some aren't. On the other hand, all pin-tipped etching tools are used for engraving. So if it's pin-tipped, it's definitely engraving. Thus, there are more etching tools that are used for engraving than there are etching tools that are not used for engraving. So more are used for engraving than are not. Now, if we look at this argument, it's basically saying everything in the etching category is either A or B, and all of B are used for engraving, and some of A are. So therefore, there must be more in the entire category of etching that are used for engraving than are not. Now, this argument works if there are equal numbers of pin-tipped and bladed, but if there were a lot more bladed, then it might not necessarily work, because if you had, say, 10,000 bladed and 2 pin-tipped, well, then all of a sudden, we don't really know whether more are used for engraving than not. And so it all is going to depend on the relative numbers of each of those two groups. So if I want to make this perfect, I really need something that's going to say there's like equal amounts, or maybe there's even more. If you had more pin-tipped, that'd be even better. And we can go strong here. So we could have something that's stronger than what's required. So all tools used for engraving are etching tools as well. Well, that's saying if it's engraving, it's etching, but that doesn't really add anything, because we already are just talking about etching tools in the first place. So we don't really care whether or not there were engraving things not used for etching. There are as many pin-tipped etching tools as there are bladed. Well, if there are as many pin-tipped as there are bladed, then we would know that at least 50% plus one of all of the etching tools must be used for engraving, because you'd have all of the pin-tipped plus at least one of the bladed. So B would make it perfect. We like that one a lot. No etching tool is both pin-tipped and bladed. Well, even if that were true, that wouldn't make this argument perfect, because you would still have the problem of how many do you have that fall into each category. The majority of bladed etching tools are not used for engraving. If anything, that would hurt the argument, so it's definitely not going to help. All etching tools that are not used for engraving are bladed. Well, we actually already know that, because we know if it's not used for engraving, it's definitely got to be bladed, because they already told us all pin-tipped were used. So that doesn't add anything, and therefore B is our correct answer.